Hello, this is Sharon Lipinski, and this is another Generosity Profile, where I turn a spotlight on a person who is living generously. And today, I have the pleasure of introducing you to Sora Garrett, who calls herself a possibility catalyst, because she sees the potential in a situation or in a person and helps fan that to life. She is an inspirational writer and author of The Miracle Keys, in which she explores the components that help unlock our full potential and connection through a dreamlike conversation with an angel. In the book, she talks about forgiveness and laughter and, of course, generosity. Now, for me, Sora is a wonderful example of the generosity quality of shining light on other people. Simone Weil wrote, "Attention is the rarest and purest form of generosity." And I believe Simone is right, because really giving attention to other people is so hard to do. When you give them attention, you make them the center of your universe for just a moment. You understand them, you care what they care about, and doing that is really not an easy thing to do. And Sora consistently and unreservedly gives attention and support to the people around her who are doing things that she admires. Now, when I suggested this interview, she asked if we could use it as an opportunity to promote my own giving circles. And I replied, well, that is exactly what someone who loves to shine the light on other people would say. And no, Sora, this interview is going to be all about you. So Sora, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Wow, Sharon, thank you so much. That just really opened and went right to my heart. Thank you.
Does it make you at all uncomfortable to have the light shined exclusively on you?
Well, obviously, which is probably why I suggested that in the first place, because I love, you know, I love having a conversation and just illuminating both of us. So that, you know, I like that. And I always have a little bit of a harder time being in the spotlight than putting others in the spotlight, because that's my natural way. So, yeah, I appreciate you so much for turning it right back to me when I suggested that. It was a good learning.
I have been kind of watching what you do for a little while now, and in the past, you've had these, what I would refer to as giving circles, and I'm not sure that you would have referred to them as giving circles before I called them that, but tell us about these groups of women that you would bring together and what you would do.
I actually hadn't even heard the term giving circle when I started the, I was calling it the Everyday Miracle Network. And I woke up one day and I just thought, I mean, I saw all this heaviness around money, and I felt like people were holding on to things so tight. And so what I was called to do was to create a, you know, I was already holding circles, which is part of my work, to bring women together in a circle format and just connect our hearts. And so I thought, well, let's focus one around the joy of giving and really help people remember that, you know, it's, giving isn't a chore, it's a delight. And, you know, the more that we tap into the place of joy in us and let that come forth in our generous sharing of it, the more, you know, the more that we just are more in a flow of both receiving and giving. It's like when we really give from that place, we receive more than we give. And I was trying to just teach and bring the spotlight onto that. And when we started that, we decided we would do it in a really playful way, and we would choose one. We would put some money into a basket, and then a third of it would go to, what we decided to do is give it to an everyday beacon or everyday hero in the community. And that was really fun, because then we got to spotlight, you know, people that were out there doing good work and let them use it however they wanted to. And then at the same time, we chose somebody from the group to receive this random act of generosity. And that was always so fun, because it felt like the exact person received what they needed. Maybe it was somebody who was having a hard time receiving, or somebody who really needed just a lift that day or whatever. And it became a really lovely way to celebrate one another. So, yeah, that was really fun.
So you had two ways in which you were shining the light on other people. You were choosing somebody in the community outside of your circle and saying, "We love what you're doing here. We're supporting that." And then you had somebody within the circle who was kind of having the light shown on them as well.
Yes, and then the other fun thing we did is we would bring flower. Everybody brought a flower and we put a bouquet together and then we ran out and gave that to somebody in the community. So we did a lot of other little things along the way, and I'm actually pulling that into a miracle meetup guide that people could take and create those in their own community with some of the questions and topics that we covered. So that's one way I'm sharing that out. And I did have an online version of that as well, as a community version. So,
It, one of the things that I like that when you're shining the light on somebody, it's not just you partner it with some action. So it's here is this person in the community that we think is doing great work. We're not going to just talk about what she's doing and spread the word, but we're actually going to support it financially as well. So for you, it, shining the spotlight often leads to action as well.
yes, and that comes out from years of sitting in these, beautiful spiritual circles, and everybody would be, really have the leave with light, but not really know what to do with it. And I'm such an action person that I felt like, it's enough for us sitting around feeling good with each other. We got to go do something with this too. And I get a little tired of people sitting around and talking about things and not actually doing something. So that is part of me as well. Yeah. And you too. I agree. We're here together for a reason.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, what you do says a lot about, who you are. And there's so much to be done. So much to be done. So tell me what it is that you enjoy about shining the light on other people.
Well, that's a good question, because I don't know if I actually have an answer to it other than it just fills my heart. It brings me into my heart when I see somebody doing some really good work, and I just want to share that with the world. And I feel like there's so many people that are focused on themselves and set and sharing their business. And in fact, it's really uncomfortable for me to go to some networking events where you have to get up and talk about your business and what you do, because I just feel like there's almost too much of that in the world. And so it makes me happy to see what other people are doing and, to really shine light on the positive things that are happening in the world, because there's so much negativity around in the news. And I don't really watch the news myself anymore because it's just, just not where I want to focus my attention. So,
So you would say that acknowledging other people and their efforts brings you a lot of joy.
and I think it helps them feel like it's worth it to continue doing it too. I know that's the case for me. When I have somebody notice what I'm doing, I want to keep going and doing more of it. So,
It's a wonderful way to encourage people to continue on.
yes.
Yeah, which is what was so great too about these giving circles where you would give to these people because often money goes into organizations with strings attached and just to support certain things. But this was just to them saying, "Hey, we know that you're, working your butt off on this particular project. Thank you for that." And then you just walk away. And whatever
And I
happens with it
had
is
a
fine.
number of people just tell me they needed that. It just came right when they needed to know that what they were doing was making a difference and that somebody believed in them. I had a number of people come and tell me that, which is what made me want to keep doing what I was doing too. So we need to encourage one another. You know, that's part of, you know, it's really hard out here in the world sometimes. And I think we need to pay attention to what is happening that is good.
So has it always been easy for you to support other people and what they're doing, or is that something that you've gotten better with?
Well, I think I've gotten better as I've gotten older and really come out of the me generation. You know, like we all go through a phase where we are focused on the me. What am I here for and what am I all about? And when I moved through that and focused into the more the we, what I call the we zone, and realizing that we're all in this together and it's really not about us after all. Not, you know, I think I have gotten better as I've grown in my own journey. So,
yeah, I you know, I think that sometimes that we have just ways that are more natural for us to give than others. And I know that for me, I have to make a conscious effort to acknowledge people the way it seems to me that you do it so effortlessly. So I've learned, you know, by watching you and how you do it, how to do that more effectively and how to do it more frequently. And it's not that I don't notice or that I don't care, but often I don't make the next leap in my mind to translate that into action, either, you know, words of thanks or words of appreciation or a card or, you know, whatever ways that can show up. But I have to make a conscious decision, like, oh, I just noticed that. What can I do about that?
Yeah, well, maybe, and that's it. Sometimes the things that we're at the best at and the most natural at are so easy for us that we don't really even think about it. And I just know that when I'm sitting down, I started writing on my blog about beacons, and I write about a lot of different things. But when I sit down to write about somebody that I want to honor as a beacon, an everyday hero, I get into such a state of flow and joy, and I tune into the person and it just flows through me. And I go back and read some of those and I'm like, wow, that was that. I loved that. And it's just, yeah, I do feel like it's something that is brings me a lot of joy. So I guess.
Yeah. And such a gift to the other person for them to feel seen. Like, this person really sees me, really gets me, really appreciates me. It's such a gift to give somebody.
Well, I felt the same way when you spoke about me up front today, Sharon, because that, you know, you don't receive that a lot. And I mean, it is one of the reasons why I'm doing this beacon project, where I'm going to be doing some similar things to what we're doing now, where I'm going to spotlight people that are doing good work. And it's partly because I was doing these monthly miracle circles and shining the light, and then I would leave somebody up for a month and then I'd move on to somebody else. And I wanted to create this page on my website that where I could lead people up there and leave their projects up there and kind of have it be a portal to good work and good things that were happening in the world. And so I'm just starting that. I haven't actually done the interviews yet, but I'm really excited about it. It's one of the pieces of my emerging miracle playground that I'm really looking forward to. So,
and so if people want to keep track of these miracle beacons that you talk about, where can they go find that?
They can join my list. I'll actually have two lists through my website. One is through the shineconnection.net, and that's more of my inspirational resource page. And then the miracleplayground.com is where more of the giving pieces in what I call my philanthropreneur work is going to be held. And that that'll have a sign-up sheet for the Miracle Whispers that I will be putting out a couple times a month. And I will be putting out information on these beacons and how you can also get involved in the Miracle Ripple Project, which I know we're going to talk about today as well. So
yes, but before that, so what is Miracle Whispers? What's that?
It's kind of my inspirational writing work, and you know, the Miracle Keys book is something that I just love to write in a very poetic and very spiritual kind of inspirational way. And the Miracle Whispers are me sitting and kind of getting us back in touch with that everyday wonder and beauty and magic that, you know, is here all around us, and just kind of shining light on the everyday miracles that are around us. So that's more what the whispers are.
Gotcha. And, gotcha. Well, what I do want to do today is also shine the light on a special project that you have going on. So tell us about the fundraising event that you're participating in.
Yes, I'm so excited, and it's going to be the first major Miracle Ripple project at the Miracle Playground, so we're going to have more of them coming. But this one, my really dear friend, humanitarian Sprite Laureano, who's living in Ecuador now, just has been around the world in places living like Liberia and other places that have huge problems with lack of clean water. And she's seen how it impacts not only the people and the health of the people, but the economy. And she has done a number of really amazing humanitarian efforts. And this one came to her to create this 30-day ripple of bringing clean water to communities that don't have clean water, and to take women as a force of change, because we are the nurturers, and we often are the ones to start these movements, and to create a 30-day ripple where we will raise funds to buy sustainable filters to bring clean water to 1 million people in 30 days. And I'm just like, so when she asked me if I wanted to be a part of it, I didn't hesitate at all. It was just, I couldn't imagine not being a part of that. So I'm really excited. And it's starting on Monday, and it goes for just 30 days. So I'm going to be putting a lot of my attention on getting the word out, and really to just give people a simple way to participate in this. They can buy one filter or more, or even half a filter, or they could group, you could bring 10 people together to give $5 to buy a filter. There's a lot of different ways that you can participate.
Mm-hmm. And so they can go to themiracleplayground.com, and they'll find a donate button on your website. And if anybody is wondering why water is important, this is a huge economic issue for many parts of the world, because without clean water, women can't run businesses. Young children have difficulty going to school because everything involves around finding clean water for the day. It's estimated that women spend 40 billion hours every year walking to access clean water. And if you think about what could happen with those 40 billion hours if it wasn't wasted finding water, with all the economic potential, humanitarian potential unleashed if we could free up those 40 billion hours. And it's a huge health concern. And 43% of children under 5, their deaths are due to not having access to clean water. So this is a huge, huge issue. And the wonderful thing that I like about this issue is that it can be solved, right? We know how to do it. We just need the resources to do it. So I'm going to encourage you to visit themiracleplayground.com and find a way to support bringing clean water to people around the world who need it.
Thank you, Sharon. And I want to also just that link is going to take you to the key host of this project, which is thewaterbearers.org, just so you'll know. And that's the organization, and you can find a lot of information on how these filters work and why they chose them and where they're going to be going and all the details for that. So my link on my page will take you into that website.
And I think it's so appropriate that here's this wonderful project that you're supporting, and is also supporting what somebody else is doing. I think it's just a wonderful example of what a great connector, supporter you are of good work in the world.
Well, and the lovely thing about this project, it is bringing 100 women together to, you know, to really join together, which is what the whole Giving Circle movement is about. Like, if we each do a little piece, you know, it's like dropping this pebble in the pond and it ripples out. You know, we each do a little part, then we don't have to be so overwhelmed with the hugeness of these issues that are facing our world. And, you know, and the whole way this is set up is to, you know, to come together to each do a small part and create a big impact.
Absolutely. Well, Sora, thank you so much for joining me, for letting us shine the light on you. And again, for our listeners, you can go to themiracleplayground.com to support the Clean Water Project, and you can find Sora's book, The Miracle Keys, on Amazon. Again, Sora, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sharon.